is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Warren McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Ron's Electric Motors, and Scotia Bank.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, I got a couple of things I want to deal with. I don't have a specific agenda today because we have a paid guest in the second hour. Miss Yang, we love talking to Miss Yang, as always. So she'll be here with us at after the news break, and we'll go from there. I'm happy to take your calls about issues that are on your mind. And I wanted to note that Vincent Wallace, the gentleman who tried to contact me yesterday, I'm sorry I didn't get in touch with you yesterday, but I will try to get in touch with you after the show today. I'll make a note of it. There's a lot of moving parts going on. I apologize, but I'll try to get in touch with you. You said you needed help with your medical bills, so I will see how we can help you with that. All right. Now, I'm just gonna say this real quick, right? And I talk about this a lot. But it bears repeating. Why can't y'all drive properly on this road? Why do you all drive 97% of it? Why do you drive so terribly every day? It's like an adventure. I feel like I'm in Beirut in the early 80s. All right? If bad driving was a sin, just about all of you would be going to hell. All right? Well, a lot of you are probably going to hell anyway. But if bad driving were a sin, you'll see all your people when you get to the lake of fire. All right? Please. Traffic lights are not suggestions. They're the law. Stop signs are not suggestions. They're the law. Please, drive properly, all right? Now, let me say this. The current cabinet has only been in place for a couple of weeks. I get that, all right? I think the last of the swearing-ins was at the end of September, I do believe. For cabinet ministers, and so they've only been in place a couple of weeks. I understand that, right? And there's a lot of touring going on. There's a lot of re-examining of things that were left in place by the last administration. I find it mind-boggling that the handover process takes this long, but I guess, you know, people weren't expecting to be kicked out of office, and so perhaps they hadn't made proper planning for it, but to hear from a lot of the ministers that, well, we're still transitioning, I could see that in some cases, but in a lot of cases, I don't know why it's taking so long. It speaks to the inefficiency in government. So I get it. I get that you just got in a few weeks ago. Things are transitioning XYZ. However, there are a few things that are exigent that we are not giving greater clarity on. Okay? The main thing for me at this time is our COVID-19 situation. So I will give Dr. Michael Darvill, the Minister of Health and Wellness, credit insofar as accommodating interviews with the media. But it has been many months, several months, since we heard from officials at the Ministry of Health as to what is going on. Now, Darvill has enough familiarity to speak off the cuff about certain issues, particularly the COVID-19 situation, to the point where I would assume that he's been properly briefed by his staff, and now the staff, all right, at the Ministry of Health, himself included, the Prime Minister don't need to get involved. The last one was just, you know, I don't know why he was there, because he kept doing crazy stuff with the emergency orders. But I don't see why they can't have a comprehensive public media briefing, press conference, in order to explain our COVID-19 situation. So, for instance, right now Inagua is experiencing a COVID-19 cluster, right? So 30-odd people were in quarantine, over a dozen infected, okay? Four people have died on Inagua, all right? He said that a health team was dispatched to Inagua, okay? And the ministry issued a statement over the weekend that they were going to send oxygen tanks located in Meguana to be sent to Inagua so they could use them previously. However, we don't understand a lot about this situation. He says that it was a case of someone traveling to New Providence and coming back to Inagua and spreading it to contacts there. And now they're trying to isolate those people so there isn't further spread. But it seems as though there is, because today BPL announced that it's closing its Inagua office temporarily due to the COVID-19 outbreak on the island, right? I'll read for you what they said. In light of ongoing challenges on Inagua with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic, BPL's offices in Inagua will be closed to the general public with immediate effect until further notice. All right? So you can call them, but you can't come into the office. And you can check your account stuff online, but that's about it. We also have the Bank of the Bahamas is closed until further notice due to exposure to COVID-19 on Inagua. Those people can no longer go in the bank. All right. COVID-19 is spiking there, and we don't have a clear understanding as to exactly what is going on. So we don't know if there was oxygen there before that could have aided the people who had died. We don't know whether they're offering intermediary treatments before these people get so ill that they have to go to the hospital. We don't understand what we have in terms of what's in our arsenal. So the Ministry of Health really does need to have a press conference, not only about Inagua, but on our current COVID-19 status. What are you seeing? Right? We see numbers getting lower. Great. Hospital still has over 100 people in it. What are you doing to facilitate more room? Okay? Sandilands is not taking anyone at the moment. What's going on over there? Are you still housing people in the cafeteria? Are you still utilizing the tents? Do we have sufficient supply of oxygen in the country to deal with what's currently going on and to deal with the possibility of another surge? Okay? Now, you said that the COVID-19 decisions would be based on science. So, and I agree with the move, right? But you're the one making the decisions. We have to explain them, all right? So, why, what science, we deserve to see the science that informed the decision to put the curfew back to 11:59, right? To push the curfew to 11:59. Mind you, I agree, right? You can't just shut everything down and expect to survive, right? I want to know what's going on with the monoclonal antibody treatments. There, Ron DeSantis, Florida's governor, is pushing it hard. What's going on with that? What's going on with your supply of ivermectin? All right. What other treatments are you using to kind of, when people get COVID-19, that they're not getting progressively worse to the point that they got to come to the hospital? Because usually it's when I can't breathe, and that's when I get to the hospital. But what kind of treatments are we doing otherwise? For our vaccines, you're running low, okay? You're running low now. So what's your plan to source more vaccines? And I know you said 57,000 are coming. Are you involved in the private sector? All right. We want to understand what's going on with the testing. You had said that you were going to expand testing and contact tracing. You said you were going to provide support for COVID-19 positive people who need to isolate to protect those around them. What's formulating here? Okay? What are we seeing here in terms of our progress on these initiatives, in terms of where we're going to go? We also want to understand case numbers, island to island, clusters. We want to understand what's going on with the mortality rate compared to other countries and what you think may be the contributing factor. You say vaccine, okay, but what else? Right? Dwayne Sands is saying that people are still dying in droves. Of course, we know that. You know? What is accounting for the spread? Is it still straight up community spread? Is it isolation? Dr. Sands, again, you know, saying that we may have to go back to tighter policies. I don't know that we need to do that. I think we need to change our behavior. All right. He said we can either accept frequent deaths or welcome a dramatic change in policy and behavior. But when we had tighter restrictions and deaths were still frequent, meant not as many deaths were reported in that have been reported over the last week, right, in such a short time over recent months, but many deaths, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deaths were reported during the third wave when we had tighter restrictions. So where's the science to inform, A, what Dr. Sands is saying, and B, what are the decisions being made, undergirded by? All right? So we have to understand what's going on. All right? We really do. And I find it mind-boggling. I'm not trying to, like, kick him while he's down. I find it mind-boggling that the former prime minister is calling for aggressive action and additional resources for islands like Inagua, when weren't you the prime minister since the COVID-19 outbreak began? The fact that Inagua doesn't have proper resources, you somehow believe has nothing to do with you, the competent authority? The fact that certain islands don't have the capacity to deal with COVID-19 still has nothing to do with you. And you were there for many, many months. So I don't know that he's being helpful, but what I do know is it is on the current administration to address these things. If there were shortfalls from the previous administration, please let us know. If there were things that occurred that has led to where we are in terms of our inability, it seems, to effectively, widespreadly treat moderate COVID-19 cases, please let me know. All right? You're saying to me that now you're going to be alternating the vaccines, right? So you're going to stop the first doses of Pfizer at a certain point, and you're going to give second doses of AstraZeneca. What does that mean for the people who are 12 to 17 years old when AstraZeneca isn't approved for that age group? Do they now take a first dose, and how long are they going to wait till the additional doses come? There are a lot of things we just don't know. And again, Darvill has been communicative, but it is time for the Ministry of Health to start briefing us properly. All right? You could do it weekly. You ain't got to, like, clout chase like they were doing. You know what I mean? You ain't got to abandon them for months on end. All right? But we would like clearer information. All right? So we see the people dying, but we see numbers going down. We can kind of do some data on our own about what age groups are getting sicker. It's from what I can see, it looks like mainly older people and a lot, mainly women. But I need the scientists to break that down for me. All right. So a lot of things, a lot of unknowns here. All right. And for the Progressive Liberal Party, who was so incredibly critical of the Minnesota administration's handling of COVID-19, I think it's only fair that you now bring about the transparency that you yourself had asked for, all right? So again, because y'all is lie on me, right? Don't go say, well, once Darvill ain't talking to me. I didn't say that. I said he has been, and he's been pretty good with what he says to display a grasp of the issues. But again, the Ministry of Health needs to come forward and give us robust data, robust information. All right? We really do need to have this information. All right? Again, you're running out of vaccines. What does this mean for kids? So if you're have your child 12 to 17, your child's school is saying, we want you to have the children vaccinated or whatever like that, or you should make that choice or whatever. Do the kids, they need to go now before October, before the weekend? Because as of Monday, you won't be giving out any more first doses of Pfizer. All right? And you're running out of AstraZeneca. So we need to have questions answered, okay? So it's about time that we get a full briefing of what's going on. I don't know what internally is going on in the Ministry of Health, but we really don't have enough information to understand what is happening, all right? And I hear Dr. Sands. He's talking about the deaths and everything and wanting that to be handled. I hear him, but you're going to have to, and it's not, Dr. Sands isn't in the Ministry of Health anymore, but someone is going to have to understand that we need to know what's going on, all right? Now, we can get to your text messages. You can call me if you'd like. As I said, first hour, we can talk about whatever you like. Second hour, you got questions for Miss Yang. She's got the remedy for what ails you. You can send in your questions. You can call and ask her about it, all right? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. And what's concerning about the Pfizer thing is it seems as if Pfizer's the particular flavor of vaccine that Bahamians prefer. You know, like the numbers shot up when Pfizer came. You run out of Pfizer. You ain't got much AstraZeneca. I don't know how much J&J you got. You don't have no Sinopharm. Although, they say that's not incredibly effective. But it's not as effective as AstraZeneca and Pfizer. But it's still like 50% effective, I was reading. So that's as good as any flu vaccine they put out. So a lot of questions going on. We still don't understand the COVID situation, and we're all happy that we get extra hours and more freedoms, et cetera, X, Y, Z. But there's a lot going on that we're not aware of. And I understand that people are dying, and I wouldn't say that, well, you know, hey, let them die so we can go to restaurants, X, Y, Z. I wouldn't say that. But what I would say is you can't tell us to go shut everything down or tighten everything up without explaining to us what exactly is going on with these people dying. All right? We don't know that one's related to the other. So I went to the sugar factory at Bahamar over the weekend. Just take my kids there. Pump them full of high fructose corn syrup. and everything was fine, right? So can I not have those experiences because people are dying? How is it connected? If you're saying dramatic change in policy and behavior, right? I'm not knocking Dr. Sands. I get it. He's watching these people die. I understand where he's coming from. But you want drastic change in policy and behavior, but you're not showing me where the current policy and behavior is leading to all these deaths. All right, when COVID-19 numbers go up, we just automatically assume it's because y'all ain't doing what y'all supposed to do. All right, do some text messages. Good morning. Have you heard the news that Barbados will be the newest independent nation by year's end, doing away with the crown? Well, I haven't heard that news because Barbados is already an independent nation. I have heard that Barbados is moving toward a republic. Their new constitution is supposed to come out shortly. I don't know if it did already. I haven't been checking on that regularly. And they're going to have a process of about 12 months where they explain the new constitution, what is being proposed for the new constitution. I totally agree with them. I think that we need to follow suit. All right? I think that we should do away with the Queen as the head of state. I know. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous now. I know. I know. You've been on the leash for a long time. You don't know what it is to get loose, right? So do away with the Queen as the head of state. I believe we should become a republic. We can have a president whom we elect, or we can have a prime minister whom we elect and appoint. That person can appoint a president, okay? Or we can have a prime minister who we elect who appoints a prime minister, per se. I think we need to do away with only populating cabinet members from the Senate and the House of Assembly and open that process up. And I think we should have a representative Senate and a representative House of Assembly. Okay? So I don't think we should remain under the Queen any longer. And I know that's a controversial thing for many of you because you're like, why? We like it so much. We just love our ties to colonialism. But you can still keep all, and nothing's going to change that we were a colony, okay? Nothing can delete that fact, all right? But there'll still be the trappings of colonialism all around us, our architecture, right? Our history, et cetera, our culture. But we won't be directly under the queen, all right? Lizzie II will no longer be head of state. So maybe we'll follow suit in Barbados and Jamaica's footsteps, because Jamaica's moving toward that as well. So Barbados became an independent nation in 1966, and we became an independent nation in 1973. Jamaica became an independent nation in 61 or 62. One of my Jamaican friends tell me. It's one of the, in the early 60s. And we followed about a decade later. I hope it doesn't take us another decade in order to make that next step. Those have been the countries we followed most closely because we're all British. We were all British colonies. So we usually would just follow one another. Some things would happen in other countries before others. Like, so we would have certain things going on that happened with us, such as massive oppression of free people of color, kind of happened first here among the three of us, and then it kind of spread to Jamaica and Barbados. They got independence, and then it spread to us. They're now moving toward becoming a republic, and hopefully that'll spread to us, right? Because I don't want to lie to you. If I have to hear someone swear who we elect to represent the queen and her successors, I think I'm going to vomit. This is Juan. Tell them stop blowing their horns the minute the light turns green. It's annoying. Yeah, I'm with you. Give it a second, right? This is Juan. The press secretary, Clint Watson, is trying to shield 22 members of the Davis cabinet. He's not doing a good job of it if that's what he's trying to do, because we still have access, so. One, I agree with you on the horrendous driving in this town. Another pet peeve of mine is our pedestrians. Stop crossing the street when the light is green and stop slowly meandering across the street when I stop to allow you to cross. I'm with you. And, you know, this whole debate about our colonial past, it often comes up around October Discovery Day, Columbus Day, as it was called, right? It often comes up around this time. We have this discussion. It's just the discussion has become white hot because old boy took the sledgehammer to Columbus. And now everyone's like, well, why is it there? Why are we still caring? What are we still doing, right? And it's a good discussion to have. It's a healthy discussion to have, right? And some people are not being genuine in their discussions and they're kind of just sitting back and waiting for others to make change happen. Sure, that's a lot of people, but we need to have this discussion, all right? I think it makes a lot of sense for us to figure out where we're going to go from here, because at some point you got to progress as a nation. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Good afternoon, Obama. Mm-hmm. Mr. McCartney.
Yes, sir.
Did Brave Davis, Benny, you had a speech, when they swore it, and did he... it's a part of the Queen, and that's like, I didn't hear Brave Davis say that.
Yeah, you missed it, because he certainly did.
Okay, but yeah, we need to get rid of this thing. See, the colonialism thing that got the people still in Parliament, who they'll say they doing this under the Queen and that. They don't do these things. I don't, from my knowledge, I don't think they even see the Queen.
No, you know? I don't. I don't know that they've even seen. He's seen the Queen.
Yeah, they just say these right. things to keep these things in place right. to rob, to thief and rob.
No, don't say that.
I gotta say it again, Mr. McCarthy, because we even independent.
Right.
Because we independent, what you doing, swearing to the Queen?
I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy. I would take her out of the equation, and you know, nothing's going to erase it. You know what I mean? Just like nothing can erase slavery or the genocide of the Lukakari, but we don't got to celebrate it, right? Remember it, but we don't got to build monuments in honor of it. That doesn't make sense. We got to call. Let's do a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Godly day. This is talking away so long with you, Juan.
Hey, man. What's happening?
I'm right here, man. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thank you. And when one take authority as, like, prime minister, they supposed to go to Buckingham Palace and the queen and kneel down, and the queen would put the sword on their shoulder.
That's only if you get in a knighthood.
Oh, that's only if you get in a knighthood.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My question is, now, you spoke of coming from under the queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something and give me your honest opinion. Out of being under a woman and a man, which one you think would kill you quicker?
Being under a woman or a man?
Right.
I'm going to say woman.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
Boy, the brothers will kill you, and you see it's happening now.
Yeah.
They're getting you out.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
All right. 62. Someone's telling me Jamaica's 62. One of my Jamaican friends. Okay, so Jamaica was 62. We were 73. We were late. Right? There was this black consciousness movement going on in the 60s, all right, in Africa, Caribbean, some other places, that really, and also the concept of empire, right, became unsustainable for these countries because they realized that there was no way to possibly continue to afford it. All right, we go to a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Peace of mind. Are you ready? School. Well, Marco's Pizza is here to help. Get ready for the new school year with our back-to-school special. With our quality key ingredients, enjoy a steamy, mouth-watering, extra-large, one-topping pizza. One center square or a one-liter cooked product for just $18. Kick off the semester the primo way. Perfect for you and your family. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
You have a new text message from Scotia.
Scotiabank is adding text messaging to its communication channels to keep customers updated in quicker and safer ways. As of November 4th, Scotiabank will be using text messaging to provide notifications on the minimum payment required for your credit card and due dates. Customers may continue to access their credit card statements on Scotia Online or through our mobile banking app. Learn more by contacting customercare-bahamas@scotiabank.com or call 356-1697.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. As I said, we got a paid interview with Miss Yang. That should be interesting. On the other side of the news break, and we're talking about different issues such as we need more information on what's going on with COVID-19 in the country. It's been long enough now, I believe, for Darvel to harness those in the Ministry of Health, Vaccination Committee, all this to explain to us what is happening. All right. Also, we want to get rid of the queen. At least I do. You know, you don't have to. You don't have to. Like, they could just go to Parliament and change the Oaths Act, and they could make it say whatever they want. And I swear to the, you know, great flying spaghetti monster, right? But I don't want to pump fake, right? I want to like do it for real, not just act like we're not, you know, still under the queen. Like, let's really not still be under the queen. It says, 1,000 unvaccinated illegal immigrants were just in Inagua 2 weeks ago. I don't know why the government is pretending this was not a factor in this COVID outbreak. Well, he said it wasn't, so. It says, 1, there's a serious outbreak of COVID on Crooked Island. People are sick, and some that are sick don't want to be tested. Can you and your reporters investigate, please? Crooked Island? Yeah, we can check that out. It says, fact, Inagua has a vaccinated number of less than 150. The hesitancy rate has always been concerning. Well, they look like they're going to get vaccines now. Juan, please let these drivers know that turning left over a red light doesn't mean they have the right of way at all times, only when nothing is coming, because they think they have the right to turn in front of you, and then they want to cuss you out. Correct, yes. Good afternoon, McCartney. Yes, so many deaths. One question I have is what type of medicine is administered at Princess Margaret Hospital for persons with COVID? Maybe Dr. Sands can enlighten the public on this. People need to investigate. Too many people are dying. Yep, good question. Says Abaco is still charging travelers from Abaco over $100 to travel to Nassau. Antigen test is $100. What do you mean Abaco is charging you? Says I thought an antigen test is all that was needed. I don't understand your statement, I'll be honest. You mean the government is charging travelers from Abaco? Who's charging them? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Okay. Hey, Juan, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it sounds so bad when our politicians do this pledge to the queen and her ancestors and heritage.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And here's the kicker. And they keep our secrets from us. And the people go, yay. Juan, man, let me tell you something. That sounds so terrible to me. Anyhow,
I'm with you.
As you're opening on each one of your shows.
That to tell them change that, eh?
I see how they, after a while, I see how it irritates people, because they'll get irritated in general, and maybe that's what it'll take for them to want to change. All right, have a good day, man.
I agree. Thanks, man. Like, I remember, A.D. Hanna, usually when you become governor general, you get a knighthood, and A.D. Hanna refused it. But yet he still was representing the queen. I never understood that one. I wish I could have gotten some clarity from him on how that squared with each other, you know? One, was the new COVID-19 legislation made available to the public yet? They should really have a website showing what was proposed or passed in Parliament in a given day or week. What stops them from making mass mandates permanent law? Nothing stops them. And they had the medical emergency bill was being circulated, but I don't know that the current government's going to be doing that. It says, there must be some reason no politician have pursued becoming a republic. Maybe we can get certain tax relief or a stipend for funds we can apply for. Politicians need to explain. I don't think there's been the political will. It says, Barbados is led by a manly leader. It It says, one, it's easy to ask the tough questions when in opposition. It's extremely difficult to have answers to these questions when in the position. If the FNM was in, Anton would already been calling about Inagua. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
I am great. You know, you just read a text, but I was holding on the phone, but I wanted to, like, really basically say something to what the text would just say, but I would add on to it or piggyback off it, for better words. All right. How long the PLP has been the government?
About a month. Almost a month.
On the 16th. No. Well, yeah. What is it?
Today's the 13th.
Okay. So the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From the 16th to now, is the, as you being a journalist and as a talk show host, don't you think this is the most interviews and talking to reporters that the former prime minister has ever done in his 4 years?
He's racking it up. He's racking it up quick. I think he's probably surpassed the number of interviews.
I saw an interview with him. I think that was Kyle walking. I think that was him. I'm not too sure. I could be corrected.
Mm.
And I'm trying. And then when reporters ask him things, he's like putting himself out there now to answer questions. But 4 years ago, and in particular when he decided to be this one man band Superman competent authority,
mm-hmm.
he was ducking the questions. One and one is two. Hey, Travis, I'm going home to do my stewfish. But now he could ask. He could answer the sensible questions.
He could try to answer them. Yeah.
A person like Miss, I would still give him his respect, Mr. Minister. I wouldn't even entertain it, even to have an interview with him, because he didn't respect y'all journalists and news reporters when he was the prime minister. But now he's the opposition. He wants your time. Boy, you're supposed to be the fourth state, Mr. McCartney. Stand up for what you believe in. Then Mr. Menace wants an interview. Say, sir, you didn't find time for us then, so we ain't finding time for you now. Have a good day, my brother.
Okay, buddy. Okay, I can't take any more calls. I got to read your text because we're running out of time, and as I said, we have a paid interview on the other side. McCartney, I agree with you with the driving. My take is this. When you want to see how stupid Bahamians are, drive the streets of New Providence. It ain't pretty. I'll tell you that. It ain't nothing I could go... Nobody, Bahamians is good. No, no, no. It says, good afternoon. Will someone please eventually tell us the benefits of being a republic? The benefit of being a republic is that you make a distinction that now we are truly on our own. We are not subject to anyone else in name or in action, and that we, from this point forward, will determine where we go as a truly, truly independent nation. Hey, Juan, without a Congress and a fully functioning independent Senate, you cannot elect a president that doesn't have absolute power. You need a body to rein in the powers of the president. When you don't have a Congress, you get a scenario like the competent authority. Yeah. You can have a Congress. You can model it after the United States. I wouldn't model it after the United States electoral system, because that's pretty strange. But you could model it after the States. Bro, why is it that unvaxxed persons have to take a COVID-19 test weekly at your place of employment, but persons who are fully vaxxed don't have to, but fully vaxxed people, they can contract and spread the virus, so both vaxxed and unvaxxed need to test weekly on all jobs, so everyone is protected. I don't get it. I won't lie to you, all right? I don't understand it. There's disparity in it. No one's been able to rationalize it to me why vaccinated people don't have to test when they can still catch and transmit COVID-19, but yet unvaccinated people do have to test. I don't get it. I get it in terms of you would like to encourage people to get vaccinated, and that is one of the ways in which you would do it. But in terms of rationalizing it to make sense regarding the spread of COVID-19, I can't. Maybe someone else can. Juan, you were missing on Friday. Please don't try that again. I mean, I got good feedback on Kennedy. So we very well may do that again. It says, so ending the emergency orders could be good or bad. Some people believe ending emergency orders means we go back to 2019 life. No, we won't go back to 2019 life. No. We're still going to have measures in place. They just won't be, hopefully, shot out, you know, at a moment's notice, changing things for people. Juan, this is scary. I was talking to a nurse who works in the COVID ward, and that nurse didn't even know what ivermectin was. So it's remdesivir, O2, vitamin C, and a cup of tea, and you on your own, buddy. Wow. Says, good day. Did I hear the Ministry of Health is deciding to give mixed doses of the vaccines? If so, this is medically incorrect and should not even be considered. Please let us do our medical research on these vaccines. I mean, that's not the first time I've heard that. But they didn't necessarily, from what I saw, say they're going to switch up the doses. They're just discontinuing certain doses, is my understanding. You may be right. Maybe they're going to try to switch them up until you take one and take the other. It doesn't. It wouldn't make sense, particularly for those 12 to 17, who they said they especially would have brought the Pfizer in for. Okay. All right, we got to go to a break, and we'll be back on the other side of it. Stay tuned.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are going to be talking with Ms. Yang from Ancient Chinese Secret. She's joining us today to speak about some of the products that Ancient Chinese Secret has to offer, and also you can ask questions about what products Ancient Chinese Secret might have that can help what ails you. And there's a lot of stuff that is wrong with people, and there's a lot of stuff that you have that helps. So welcome back to the Revolution, Ms. Yang. Absolutely. you wanted to share with us something about these products that you have here?
About why we highly talk about plants and herbal products. As far as we know, the plants and herbs have been on the people, been the people's pharmacy, been the people's medicine for thousands of years. The chemistry of herbs is highly complex. They often contain hundreds to thousands of natural healing compounds. Like, for example, we always talk about cordyceps that contains over 1,000 minerals and nutrients. Like ginseng, they contains hundreds of nutrients. Reishi powder, reishi has over 430 bioactive nutrients. And sea buckthorn seeds, they also has over hundreds. Goji berries, same thing, hundreds of new, natural healing compounds. Herbs and plants have developed sophisticated responses to bacteria and help the body destroy the pathogens. If we use it properly, it's hardly called, very few cause side effects. So we only introduce highly effective herbs. Like some herbs might be mildly effective or effective in some circumstances. For example, we know olive and olive oil, alkaline protein. They help to stimulate immune system and keep the skin smooth and keep the immune system balanced. But like olive leaf, it's not described very effective. Even though some leaves, some herbal and plants contains natural healing compounds, but their clinical feedback or the research cannot convince us. So we are only interested in the herbal that are more potent, reliable, and effective from the response from customers. There are two different types of herbs. So one is the systemic herbs. Systemic herbs, that mean herbal medicine that are spread by the bloodstream throughout the body, so which are affecting every cells and organs. So these products really we are looking for, especially in the epidemic, that help us to boost our immune system. In such environments, we know that who is strong, who can survive. So a healthy immune system is the first and the most important part of health and healing. Eventually, immune system controls everything, is nothing else. So we always focus what we eat, what we think, what our stress, how the quality of sleep, whether we get sufficient healthy alkaline water to keep up the immune system. Another type of herb we call localized herb. Those type of herb don't spread easily throughout the body, but they are limited because they don't easily cross membranes. But they are effective in the skin, digestion system or urinary tract. So we focus on systemic herbs today. When we talk about this type of plants and herb, we think about the medicinal mushroom. The medicinal mushroom be on the planet for 1.3 billion years, and they are more than 80% genetically identical to the human body. That means medicinal mushrooms are more effective than most of other plants. And all these mushrooms enhance the intelligence of the human immunity. This mushroom, most effective the mushroom like reishi, like cordyceps, lion's mane, or chaga, something like that. So far we have some customer to walk in recently. Some people after they caught the COVID, and they are on the procedure of the healing. So, but after they recovered, they still have short breath. They lost the taste and smell. They taking our products about a couple of weeks before we follow up. We take the number from customer, and they really see almost completely healed in with a couple of weeks.
With the reishi?
No, there's a couple of people I follow up with the cordyceps and then spirulina.
Okay.
And like some people, they have brittle nails, rigid nails. So we know the nails is an indication of how well we absorb the minerals. So when we talk to customer, we absorb the, how the body, the nails, the hair, the sometimes tongues. So we don't feel the pulse. That's a traditional Chinese medicine, the method when you give the consultation of customer. So that's the power of the herbal and the strength of the herb. Like some people, they lack of energy. Some people, they hardly walk in and they pull the door open and walk in. In that situation, we recommend it like pumpkin seed powder or maca powder along with reishi powder. So all these remedy, different person, we recommended different products. And this, the herbal or bush medicine is scientifically proven by thousands of years. For example, like a reishi powder has over 200 varieties. It shows 60 different colors, like a red color, white, black, purple. But the most medicinally potent reishi powder is red. So this is what we have now. The reishi powder contains over 400 different bioactive nutrients. We call it Ganoderma in English, or we call Lingji in Chinese. It is made up of polysaccharides and triterpenes, and also contains ganodermic acid. Scientific studies has found that the reishi powder to be liver protective, liver regenerative, also be liver enzyme normalizing. Some customers, they suffer from cirrhosis, or liver damage from a different reason, and the reishi powder always highly recommended.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent.
And also help to reduce DNA damage and anti-stress. So as immune stimulants, we call reishi powder as immune stimulant. It helps to enhance leukocytes, stimulate lymphocyte quantity. Enhances natural killer cells, like enhances T cells. T cells are one of the most important white blood cells of the immune system. It helps to eliminate virus, bacterial, parasites, fungus, mold, chemicals, HIV, HBV, like a hepatitis B virus.
Really?
Yes. So the reishi mushroom is a type of fungus. All the mushroom is a type of fungus, but this valuable is a good fungus, help the body to eliminate and destroy the bad fungus in the body.
Okay. Well, let's take a pin in that because we got someone on the line.
Okay.
But I want to ask you, well, this is just for me, what do you have for like sleep? Because I've been sleeping terribly. I was taking like ashwagandha, but that did nothing. So what do
for
you...
For sleeping, yeah. We highly recommend it. Cordyceps reishi powder.
Okay. I got the cordyceps. Well, I got to come pick up some more cordyceps. Mm-hmm. And I got some reishi powder at home.
Right.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. I am just calling to give a testimony about the reishi powder.
Sure, absolutely.
It is really, really good. I went inside Ancient Chinese Secret to get some sinus relief pills. And I met the doc there, and he recommended the Reese powder. And I went there like July the 3rd. By the end of August, my headaches were like gone. I was sleeping better. My nosebleed stopped. So I highly recommend that anybody who has like sinus problems going on with them.
The Reishi powder?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, I appreciate it. Okay, so I have some questions here that says, this one is asking, what do you have for black male hair restoration?
I'm not familiar with this.
Here, baldness.
Baldness?
Yeah, baldness, if your hair is thinning, if your hair is falling out.
That's a different word.
Right.
We have one product that will help the stimulate scalp circulation, improve scalp immunization, and also good for the folliculitis for people who have itchy scalp, flaking dandruff. For the inflammation on the scalp or the skin inflammation, that success rate about between 98% to 99%.
Really?
It's highly effective. It doesn't contain chemicals or steroids. It's 100% herb. So that's, we have very good results.
Okay. This person wants to know what would be recommended for diabetes.
For diabetes, you can, it depends on the situation. Is it pre-diabetes, then you can take cordyceps to balance your blood sugar, your cholesterol pressure. Is cordyceps work on both sides. So it's a balance yin and yang. If like a pressure low or blood sugar low, that will uplift it. If high, that will bring down. If a person taking insulin or they've been on the medication for long and sugar still not under control, then they can use anti-diabetes capsules.
Anti-diabetes capsules?
Yes.
Okay. Then that, you got that. That's the name of it?
Yes, we
anti-diabetes
do.
Anti-diabetes capsules. Okay. Right. This one says they want to know what you got for male sexual health.
We have a Dragon Power.
Okay.
Dragon Power. Also, the cordyceps help improve libido to build up the strength of your adrenal gland strength. So that's the one.
Okay, Dragon Powder and cordyceps.
Yes, okay. They combine together.
Excellent. This one is asking, please ask Miss Yang, what can I take for cold and throat? I would gargle, but it still won't go away. They got the phlegm in their throat.
Inflammation.
And is it inflammation? Like mucus.
The mucus, they can use aloe to dissolve the mucus. Or mucus caused from sinus, they can use reishi powder.
Okay.
Or lot of mucus build up. We look at the overall, the holistic picture. If people have mucus, they overweight, then they need detox. They need detox the liver. We have fat burner help the weight loss to create the balance. So different product can help figure out that.
So you kind of need to know their overall situation to understand.
Yeah, like I have to see them. I talk to them and then ask a question, what do they usually eat? And they have to restrain the mucus-forming food, like dairy products, like high-fatty foods, fried food, or pork, fried pork or the cheese. That's form the mucus. So.
Okay, excellent. This one is asking about high blood pressure. What do you have for high blood pressure, and can it be taken along with prescription medication?
High blood pressure, cordyceps, and aloe to help the pressure. Spirulina help pressure too. And also we have hypertension tea. It's a herbal tea. It's very effective.
Excellent. All right, now we got a caller online. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to ask a question. What is your hormonal imbalances in women?
Ask her again, because she didn't have her headphones on. Ask her again, please.
What is good to balance your hormones when you have hormonal imbalance in women?
Hormone balance, you can cordyceps balance hormone. spirulina help balance hormone, and also the maca powder.
Okay, so any of the three, it's good to
use. You can use combine either cordyceps with spirulina, because spirulina will alkaline the body to detox the kidney and liver.
Okay.
We detox and also balance.
All right, another question. What do you have that's good for the nervous system?
For the nerve system, detoxification also be involved, like a spirulina, detox the central nerve system, and also reishi powder. Reishi powder good for the nerve pain. With a sciatic pain, but you don't see immediate results. You have to be patient and change your diet. There's the food, the nutrition is very important when you treat different situation.
Okay, so the spirulina and
reishi powder.
Reishi powder has to do for the balance of the nerve and balance of the hormones and the nerve.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And some people, if I have nerve pain by the bottom feet, they can add up the detox of pies that help like varicose veins, spider veins.
What helps varicose veins?
Detox right, the foot pads.
The foot pads. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Well, thank you. Let's go to another phone call. Someone asked what the lady asked about. She asked about hormonal imbalance in women. And Ms. Yang said the spirulina, the cordyceps are good. You can take those in combination, or you can take the reishi powder. And you said the nervous system, reishi powder works well for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And plus sciatic pain. I get that sometimes, too. I have to go to the chiropractor. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
I'm good. How's it going?
Okay. Right. Oh, I'm surprised. Listen, boy, what you talking about today?
We have Miss Yang here from Ancient Chinese Secret.
Yes, my dad, that's my dad. Yeah. Hey, listen. My name is Paul, I'm Brister. I got some stuff from her. I couldn't urine properly. And after I went to her, she gave me some stuff. But that kind of language, you ask me the kind of Chinese language and everything. But anyway, she gave me take 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. And I did that. And the second day, the urine is coming flowing right out. Okay?
So what do you have? You had like a prostate issue or something, or what?
I don't what?
A prostate issue.
Oh, yeah. I had a prostate issue, yeah. But the prostate was clamping down on the urethra.
Ouch.
And I had a spot, peeing and hurt, man.
Yeah, that's rough.
Somebody recommend me to her, and I went to her before I went anywhere else.
Excellent.
And I bought this herbal stuff, this herbal thing from her, and she told me to take 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. And the second morning, man, I was flowing good.
Good.
I was flowing dead good, man. And then I bought some other stuff from her. I think it's for cancer. Okay, I can't remember the name because they get tired. Anyway, I bought some stuff for my cancer. I got a gold top in it, and I take two every morning. I take two every morning since I was there, you know. So
Friday,
next week Friday, I'll go back and get two of those for the cancer.
Excellent. Okay.
You helped me a lot. So I say God bless. I tell her thanks.
Okay.
Well, thank you too. Thank you for your feedback.
Thanks so much, man. All right. Boy, he's had a lot going on. Cancer. So cordyceps help combat cancer?
Yes, definitely. Cordyceps help a lot of cancer, like prostate cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, brain cancer, lymphoma. There's a lot of cancer. Throat cancer. Leukemia. And also reishi powder is very impressive in the cancer. This is not what I said. There's tons of scientific research done by the doctors, pharmaceutical doctors. And I did massive research and study. So I've been using myself and my family, we are using this product for many years. And really, it helps different situation.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line. We got another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Hi.
And good afternoon to the doctor.
Good afternoon.
The lady, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got some spirulina from her, right? And I guess it was working too well for me. I used to abusing it, right? But the question I had for, I still have some of them, but I don't remember seeing no expiry date. Do they expire?
Which products?
Spirulina.
Spirulina has an expiration date. Hmm.
Okay, so I shouldn't take them. No, I have to come and get a fresh one.
No, but these are all fresh.
Pardon?
This is fresh.
No, he's saying he still has some.
Oh.
And can he take them?
Oh.
Because he's had it for a while.
The herbal lasts long. 5 years, still can
take. Oh, I had them for 5 years.
Hmm.
Five years. Excellent.
And that's still good.
Okay, thank you very much, because that's a very good product. That was my question.
Now, what did you take it for?
I was taking it for hypertension, and I had one little scare one time with hypertension, so instead of going to try to take the medication, I went to see the lady after listening right on your show a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I went, and I got the spirulina. And I think I got the quarter step, but I didn't done with all of that one, but yeah.
Still got spirulina. Okay, well, go, get you some cordyceps and then take your spirulina because you got it already, okay?
Yes. Okay, good show.
Excellent, thank you. Yeah, I had a hypertension scare, too. I know what that's like. That'll freak you out. That was a long time ago, though. Taiwan, can Miss Yang recommend something for kidney problems?
Cordyceps. That's people have low reading of kidney and liver. They can use cordyceps and spirulina. We see excellent results.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they gave me the clinic report in 1 month, and the reading increase.
Really?
Kidney and liver.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. We got a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
I want to find out from Ms. Yang, what could I use for sleeping? I can't sleep in the night. I need a good 8 hours of sleep. What do I use?
For sleeping disorder, first, detox the body. And second, use the mushroom to create a balance. I would recommend it taking the aloe to detox the liver or kidney and using the cordyceps to create a balance to help relaxation.
How much aloe tablets do I need to take?
You take three.
And three aloe tablets.
Right. And reishi powder also help you sleep, help anti-stress. Help relaxation.
What powder that is?
Reishi powder is another mushroom.
Reishi powder?
Yeah. We have a different mushroom.
Okay.
And if you combine them, the results will be more.
Okay, and the reishi powder, is that a tablet or that's just powder?
Powder.
Yeah, you put in like your tea or juice or whatever.
You can put a coffee or you can drink by itself. So the whole... whole herbal extracts are more effective than the isolated nutrients.
You're not able to go to sleep, or you just don't stay asleep, or what's the problem?
Well, the whole idea about it is you don't stay asleep. You wake up like 3, 4, 5 times in the night.
Yeah, I have that problem too. But I'm usually able to put myself back to sleep. But so detox, right? So aloe. Yes.
Well, I got aloe yesterday.
Okay. And then add up the cordyceps reishi powder.
When I come in there, give me the reishi powder, okay?
Yes. And then okay, I can ask you more questions, whether you have sufficient activity during the day physically,
yep.
Whether you get sunshine, whether you meditate. Before we sleep, we'll be sure we clear the mind and clear stomach. Some people eat heavy food before they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Some people drink plenty of water before they sleep and they also disturb any the room. There are a lot of reasons cause people have sleeping disorder.
Yeah. I've always had issues with sleep, though. Okay, we got more questions. This one asks if the cordyceps come in liquid form because the pills are kind of large, and their mom doesn't like to drink, to take them.
Do you take the cap, open the capsule, take the powder out, and put in the small spoon, add some water, and drink it.
Okay. Could you, like, dissolve it in, like, your tea or something like that? Could you do that, too?
No, that will dilute it. You just put the, take the the capsules out, put it in the tongue, and then drink warm water.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So put it in a spoon, put it in your mouth, and wash it down.
Yes.
I gotcha. Says, what's the benefits of the detox pads, and does she carry them in the store?
What's the benefit of detox food pads?
Yeah.
That improve the circulation. They're good for gout, good for varicose veins, spider veins, cold feet, diabetic feet, numb feet. That also help soothing the nerve, help improve quality of sleep.
Okay, this says, one, please ask if the spirulina and cordyceps reduce the creatinine in kidneys.
That's a balance. Every ailment need to be balanced. If everything is over, too much is a toxin. Like some people take vitamin D every day. They think they benefit. But actually, too much vitamin D is toxic.
Mm.
That causes more side effects. Usually, we don't advise people take vitamin D. If you take 20 minutes sunshine every day, the body absorbs sufficient vitamin D naturally.
Okay. We got more questions, but we got a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great.
My name is Bill. I am a customer and Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I use the diabetic pills. That is the I take that twice a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. I am a diabetic for 20 odd years.
Wow.
Yeah, and what is so good about it, man? I was on about 13 tablets. And they that ancient Chinese anti-diabetic tablets. It brings me right down to I only take one a day. That is in the evening.
Mm.
And,
excellent.
And what happened is I take my glucose every day. And it keep, especially in the morning, when I wake up, it's about 80. Sometimes I get glucose after I'm skipping.
No, again, really?
Huh?
I said, really, it's working too well.
They're working too well, man. That's excellent. But you have to be on, you have to take your diet. You have to be on a good diet, you know?
Right. Can't keep eating the same stuff.
No, you can't. You got to move away from, especially a starchy food and so forth. And that, that, that.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that you calling. You can call and ask me a question, by the way. The number is 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Please ask Ms. Yang what she recommends for bladder incontinence, leakage, and bladder control.
We have Uroplex. That's Uroplex to help with bladder inflammation. You can use Uroplex along with the cordyceps, because cordyceps are good for not only for lung infections, good for kidney infections, good for bladder infections, and urinary tract infections. So that's why cordyceps, we highly recommend it. That we call miracle herb. So this is the only type of herbal can go up to improve respiratory function, improve lung function. Also, the cordyceps can go down to improve, strengthen the kidney function. So the cordyceps is one of the rare herb to work on both sides.
Excellent. This is saying, ask her about people with darker skin tones taking vitamin D, because I'm vitamin D deficient, and my doctor has me on a daily vitamin regimen from 2019. Is that a thing? If you have a darker skin, you should take more vitamin D? You don't think?
If you take vitamin D, if doctor, if you have a clinic report shows you missing vitamin D, then you have to follow the doctor instruction.
Okay.
So, but the herbal products contains a lot of nutrients, like the mushroom, they contains vitamin D, vitamin E, and K. I call these steps like B1, B2, B5, B7, B12, and all the high level of 18 amino acids, like phosphorus, selenium, calcium. So all these overall minerals, natural healing compounds, it don't cause too much or too low, so that balance all whatever missing in the body.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Good afternoon. Just wanted to know where this place is located.
Ah, yes. It's located on Shirley Street. You know where the National Performing Arts Center is?
Yes.
Okay. It's two doors west of that.
Two doors west.
Yeah, on the right-hand side.
On the right-hand. Okay.
It's in a little plaza. Okay. You'll see it. After the, like, vet pet store, it's there. You'll see the building, and Ancient Chinese Secrets right there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And tell them the phone number as well.
You can WhatsApp 557-1369, or you can call office 394-1369. And we have promotion for 3 days, so start from tomorrow. Until Saturday, on the Super Herb, we'll have 10% discount. And also, we have some gifts.
Okay. This says, this asks for your contact number. Okay, well, she just gave the contact number. So the WhatsApp is 55, say it again for them.
557-1369. And office number 394-1369. We're open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5.
Okay, so that is 557-1369. And the office number is 394-1369.
The herbal stuff actually have no conflicts with the pharmaceutical products.
Okay, so you can take both.
It's a complement each other. People after doing chemotherapy or radiation therapy, the herbal or the medicinal mushroom, like reishi or cordyceps, help to build up appetite and physical strength to increase the blood counts, improve self-healing capacity, decrease the side effects from chemo, also increase the effectiveness from the therapy.
Okay. Someone tried to call you already. They tried to call you now.
A lot of people got the stroke recently. They can try this. They can use the cordyceps or reishi powder to purify the blood, help to dissolve the blood clot to prevent stroke.
Really?
A particular reishi powder to purify the liver, because as I said, the reishi is a liver regenerator. It's protect the liver the most. And also it's improve liver enzyme.
Okay.
That's the powder.
Excellent. All right. Let's do another phone call, and then we get several more messages. And then we'll take a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Oh, I wanted to get to mention something else.
Sure.
I was on this. No, I was across the. She has some nice stuff for hair growth. She has some stuff to make your hair grow too.
Ah, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. They keep calling you. You're going to be like me. Give it you don't run the phone. Says, good afternoon. What's good for cholesterol and hypertension?
For hypertension, we highly recommend it, like cordyceps and the spirulina. That help that.
What about cholesterol?
Cholesterol, you can use aloe, cordyceps, spirulina.
Excellent. This says, ask her if there's anything that you recommend if you have COVID-19.
cordyceps. Like, for example, people, we breathing, our lung is in charge of breathing. And the kidney will accept the energy from the lungs. The deficiency of lungs will affect the kidneys. The kidney, also we know kidney is the root of the energy. So the, we call it qi. So the kidney also the warehouse of energy. So if we have deficiency in the lung, that will affect show up short of the breath. Like people have a chronic dry cough, it's not only damage lung function, also will eventually damage the kidney. So we are using the cordyceps to improve lung function, improve kidney, improve respiratory function. So we highly recommend it. And we see the results after people healing from the COVID.
Okay. One more question, then we got to go to break. Fertility. Male fertility or female? Do you have anything for fertility? Men and women, I guess.
For the fertility, the first of all, they need detox. Because we bombarded by the chemicals, GMO, stress, and stress causes adrenal fatigue. That's also adrenal fatigue relate to the fertility. No matter is the sperm, the quality of sperm or the egg. So detox the liver, detox the body, improve adrenal gland function. You can use cordyceps, you can use maca powder to balance male and female hormone, improve adrenal gland energy.
Excellent. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side. You got a lot more questions. We'll try to get to them. Stay tuned.
Have a new text message from Scotia.
Scotiabank is adding text messaging to its communication channels to keep customers updated in quicker and safer ways. As of November 4th, Scotiabank will be using text messaging to provide notifications on the minimum payment required for your credit card and due dates. Customers may continue to access their credit card statements on Scotia Online or through our mobile banking app. Learn more by contacting customercare-bahamas@scotiabank.com or call 356-1697.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking with Ms. Yang here on The Revolution. So grateful you could join us. This is, I got a couple of, I got a few questions here for you. You can also call us at 323-6232, 325-4316 or 325-4259 if you got a question for Ms. Yang. This says, I lost my place here. Oh, okay. This says, crushed garlic and honey keeps my chest and throat clear. I have post-nasal drip, a form of sinus. Garlic is excellent. recommend garlic?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Garlic, that's antibiotic. Mm. That's natural antibiotic.
Excellent. Okay. This says, do you have anything for memory loss?
We have brain power.
Brain power.
Mm, brain power, also medicinal mushroom, improve concentration, good for brain foggy, like reishi powder, because that's a detox the liver.
Mm, excellent.
And all this herbal stuff is from a holistic perspective. Once our liver clean, once the kidney strong, when we eat healthy, nutritious foods, alkaline foods, so our blood stream will be cleaner. Then our blood will not get easily oxidized. So when the circulation is smooth, circulation from the liver, heart, and go to the brain, so the brain will not take so much mercury, heavy metals, toxins, and that will automatically to clear our memory. So everything is correlated.
Excellent.
So we are always be mindful what we eat and eat more alkaline food.
Oh, very good. This says, can you ask Ms. Yang what you can take for weight loss and to decrease your appetite?
We have fat burner, Ryu Slim. That controls appetite naturally. Reishi powder helps the weight loss too. Actually, some people lose weight from spirulina because they give you alkaline nutrition. When you have sufficient nutrition, you don't hunger for food easily.
Mm, okay, excellent. Let's go to the phone line real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you, Juan. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Listen, I think she touched on it because my question was about how, you know, how counterproductive it is when you take in all these vitamins and minerals, but yet still your lifestyle does not match. You're just probably wasting your money. Could your guest kindly expound a little bit further on what foods are the foods that we should be eating compared to our lifestyle, because that will help the medicines to work better? Could I hang up and listen?
Absolutely. Go ahead. So he's asking you what should complement the supplements.
Yes.
Like food-wise, diet-wise. You said alkaline diet. What's an alkaline
diet? Alkaline, like fruits, vegetables, critical clean carbohydrates. We call 3C food.
Critical clean carbohydrate.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's like alkaline food that don't block your artery, don't clog your heart, don't cause your pressure goes up for your blood sugar high. We have to be mindful eating productive, nutritious foods. Fruits, vegetables, herbs, well foods. Well foods like fish, like a well salmon. Have you really feel the difference? The well salmon and the farm salmon, the salmon, the taste is totally different.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It says, hello, I suffer from hyperpigmentation on my skin after insect bites. I'm also highly sensitive to insect bites and experience an extreme inflammatory reaction to bites. Yikes. You got anything for that?
Reishi powder? And sea buckthorn seed oil. Sea buckthorn seed oil from Himalaya Mountain.
Ah, I think I have some of this. Sea buckthorn seed oil.
That's good for eczema, good for discoloration on the skin, psoriasis, good for bed sore, good for liver cirrhosis, good for gastric ulcers, colon cancer. That's you can drink it or you can put on the skin.
Excellent. You can drink it or put it on the skin.
Yes.
So you can rub some of that on.
Yes. Whatever discomfortable, the bite or the dermatitis.
Okay. It says, good day, McCartney. Can you ask her if she has anything to remove uric acid from the blood?
Reishi powder. Reishi powder, that's good for gout by reducing uric acid.
Okay, this says, good afternoon, Juan. Can she repeat the information on the liver product, please?
That's the liver products. We have a couple products for liver, like Reishi powder is most highly recommended, good for liver protective, liver regeneration. We know that every 9 years, our liver can renew itself. So we have liver is most important internal organs because that's a big sponge in the body. So that all the blood after liver purified, they filter the blood. So after the blood cleaner and that will go to the heart, will not clog the artery. So purify the liver, take care of your liver. It's very important.
Okay. I'm going to try to get through these. There's a lot of questions. It says, please ask Ms. Yang of ancient Chinese. I saw the doctor yesterday, and she said I need to get fibroids big as a melon removed. Plus, I have low iron anemia. Do you know something to remove or wither the fibroids without getting surgery?
Have you dealt with this before? We have a product to help to shrink cells tumor to balance hormone. Lot of ladies taking cordyceps, they benefit from heavy bleeding, period cramp. The fibroid help shrinking and suppress growth of the fibroid. We do have a lot of good results, but if the really big size of the fibroid, I doubt it really can pass out. Mm-hmm. So far, we only have one customer. Her fibroid pass out with consistency, taking the cordyceps for almost a year.
Okay.
But fibroid, that's a lot of inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So also we focus on the detox. You see, everything detox, and then even also I always tell the customer what we put on the skin, because skin is the largest organs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a skin will assimilate the toxins, also expel all the toxins from the body too. So skin is like a mirror of the liver. So all the ladies, be careful what you put on the skin or what you put on the scalp, because scalp has over 100,000 follicles. So when we put so too much chemicals, the toxins, the chemicals will penetrate on the follicles, go to the scalp, go to your bloodstream. That's also cause toxins, and for the ladies show up on the fibroids, different tumor cysts. So what we have to be mindful in the environment. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Says Juan, ask her what about fluid buildup around the heart. I know I have some. I know I have developed this and have been told to go on dialysis. What can I take? Fluid buildup around the heart.
So fluids build on the heart. Cordyceps help this journey. The cordyceps help to improve the kidney function, help water retention issues.
Okay. We're almost out of time, so let me try to get a couple of these in. It says this person is a lupus patient. They want to know about calcium deposits.
The lupus, so far, we have a couple of people very impressive. After taking the products, also psoriasis, eczema, they're taking the cordyceps, spirulina, and aloe.
Okay.
Usually a couple of weeks, they see the good results.
Excellent. What about panic attacks and anxiety?
Anxiety that needs balance, needs reishi powder to create a balance, the mood, the reishi powder.
Okay. What about testosterone, low testosterone?
Low testosterone, maca powder, we have man formula. That contains six valuable herbs. The man formula that have maca, has cordyceps, ginseng, has tonka ali, has honey gold wheat. So we have this product is FDA approved. So
okay. Last one, I'm trying to get these in because we're out of time. Gout and belly fat.
Gout and belly fat always correlated. So stay away from high fatty food, fried food. Taking reishi powder to reduce uric acid from the bloodstream. Taking the aloe detox kidney liver.
Mm-hmm.
Using the Ryu Slim to fat burner to improve metabolism.
Excellent.
And also we have matcha tea. Matcha tea has a lot of antioxidants, chlorophyll, EGCG. So one cup of matcha tea contains 10 cups of equivalent 10 cups of regular green tea. So fight against the cancer, lose the belly fat.
Excellent. Okay, well, we're out of time. You can contact Miss Yang. You can WhatsApp her at 557-1369, or you can call the store at 394-1369. It's located on Shirley Street, just two doors east of the National Center for the Performing Arts. Always a pleasure talking to you, Ms. Yang.
Thank you, my pleasure. Don't forget, we have 3 days of promotion starting from tomorrow until Saturday.
Excellent. All right. That's going to do it for the show, guys. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.